6:30 is fine.
Yeah.
Hanging in there.
What do you feel like? We didn't see for a good amount of the last part of spring. Between you know then and now, what have you? How are you feeling just, in terms of readiness for the season? And what
oh, say hi, man.
Yeah, for sure. So how are you feeling? Very much. Readiness for the season. What have you been doing?
Yeah, I mean it was a quick ramp up for everybody, and you know I know I only got one inning on the big league side for camp, but you know I was able to still get you know the work I needed in. You know, granted on the minor league side, and you know, felt really prepared to start the season. I was able to get two outings in Vegas already, and yeah, I mean, I think everybody's in the same boat. You know, it's obviously a little weird that minor league season started before the big league season, but in a way, I think it kind of helped me because you know I've already been in game action, and you know, just to get those, you know, kind of. You know, I came in situationally, you know, so it was like, you know, getting able to work on similar stuff that, you know, to prepare me for right now.
What did you make of your season?
You know, I just got off to a slow start and, you know, in years past, I felt like, you know, I was kind of used a little bit more often and, you know, I never really got to a point where I was just in rhythm. You know, I think that's the best way to put it. I just never really felt in rhythm last year. So, you know, for me personally, you know, I still have a lot of confidence in myself, and you know, I feel like I haven't, you know, I haven't been able to, you know, show what I can truly do. So I'm really excited to do that, and I feel, you know, I felt great, you know, so far at the start of the season. And just looking forward to showing what I can do.
Is there anything that you took out of that that year that you either tried to change or tweak or address?
You know, honestly, I looked back at a lot of stuff, and I had like two or three rough outings to start the year, and then I went on a really good streak and rattled off a lot of zeros, and that's what I can do. And the numbers, I think, were just a little inflated because you know I only threw, you know, I don't know, maybe 9-10 innings last year at the big league level. So, you know, I know who I am, and those numbers don't represent who I am because it wasn't even a full season's worth of numbers. So I'm very confident, you know, if I can get, you know, into my rhythm and, you know, I can put together a very strong season and certainly help this team.
You always hear about pitching in Vegas can be kind of weird. The numbers can get kind of skewed there, but not like looking for an excuse or anything, but how different is it just like with the air?
Yeah, I mean, there's the certain things that you can't control at all, like elevation and wind and size of the ballpark. It's the league as a whole, but everyone goes through it, and it's been like that forever. So last year was my first year really going through the PCL. I'd always been in the International League when I was in AAA. So, yeah, I mean, some ballparks, you know, the ball flies out. Some are a little bigger than others, but everybody deals with it, no matter if you're a starter or a reliever. So it's just kind of understood.
They made a move in March. Mark said part of it was they, you know, they know guys like you can do their check out with the other guys. So does that express to you in terms of just, you know, potentially being up here soon?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I completely understand that. You know, it was a short, very. I mean, we had basically, I guess, half of a normal timeline, you know, to ramp up. You know, 3 weeks, including games, versus I guess we normally have 6-7 weeks to prepare. So I totally understood that. You know, a lot of other guys were brought in that the organization wanted to see, and you know, I had a great conversation with Kotz to just, you know, staying positive and realizing that I'm going to contribute at some point. You know, the fact that I'm here already, you know, is just a bonus. You know, it's, you know, I know it's going to be a long year with a lot of, you know, a lot of movement. I mean, we have a lot of young guys that are ready, and it's really exciting to see what they're going to be able to do with their first go round at the major league level. And yeah, I mean, I know I don't have a ton of big league experience, but I have been around long enough to, I feel like I can help a lot of guys as well, just kind of manage those early emotions, you know, when you're trying to stay calm and everything out there. So I think,
is it cool at all for you being called a Red Championship player?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously where I was able to debut and still have a lot of friends over there, not just players, but, you know, coaches. And, yeah. It's definitely a special place that it's good time.